to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this Friday from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. It is the 27th, it is October, and it is 2006. We've got Steve Shank with us in the studio. Afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, John.
I wasn't prepared for that. At any rate, folks, coming up tomorrow in beautiful, almost downtown Round Rock, Texas, at the Wingate Inn at 1209 North IH-35, there is going to be preparedness training seminar. Now, Steve, this is not like the preparedness expos that people were used to. There was 1,000 vendors in there vying for your business and hawking products and, you know, playing on your fears and all that other stuff. What we're doing here tomorrow, I obviously you sell foodstuffs and other preparedness items, but that's not the point of this tomorrow, is it?
No. The point of this whole thing is that we've spent the last, 10, 15 years, John, having everybody and his brother's dog tell us what's going on that stinks in this country, all the things that we need to be afraid of. We've got some very astute people doing research, finding out who's doing what, when, to who, and why. And we're watching the aircraft carrier go over and get closer and closer to whatever's going on. And we're suspecting what might be going on in the White House. And the fact is that we've got families out there. Now, all of this international politics and all of the good stuff and the bad stuff, the New World Order and everything, is important to know about. But what we've turned our country into is particularly the people who are receptive to being concerned with what's going on and protecting their freedom. We've turned them into a bunch of information gatherers that just go to one expo after another and get more stuff as to why they should be worried and concerned. And nobody gives them answers. Nobody says, these are all these problems, great, but what do you do about the stinking things?
Right.
Okay. And so what we've put together is what we refer to as the Liberty Task Force. It's four guys that are the tops in the fields that they work with. And we've taken a look at every single problem that people are facing. I don't care whether it's the possibility of having to take the bird flu shot or whether it's the possibility of the scriptural famine hitting and affecting people more than what they imagine. But we've taken every single problem that we're facing and we've got solutions. You see, there's an axiom that says, if you have the solution, there is no problem. And that's what we're doing. Tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, people are going to have the opportunity to hear from guys that have thought through this and know their fields better than anybody in this country. I've got a man that can handle any kind of an emergency you can imagine that is just a delight to listen to. And after this break, we're going to finish this conversation.
We will certainly do that. And I want you to tell me about Roger K. Young. I want you to tell me about Steve West and Jim Phillips and a little bit more about yourself, Mr. Steve Shank. And we'll do that, all of that, right after a little bit of this. And we'll take your calls today, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're going to be talking tomorrow. By the way, I'm going to be down there. Sandra is going to be down there. Danny is going to be down there, my webmaster. His wife. My new guys here at the network, they're going to be putting this thing together. There's going to be about 8 or 9 of us, maybe 10 of us down there from the network. So this is going to be kind of cool. You get to come down and meet everybody. You have put together, Steve, and I just want to run through the list here. Roger K. Young, who is he, where did he come from, and why is he the best at what he does?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. Roger was challenged by a man who is probably one of the most astute patriots that walked the face of the earth, a fellow by the name of Cleon Skousen out of Utah. The man has written unending things. He was closely associated with the one-time Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra Taft Benson, who has written some of the most challenging books with regard to patriotism and an enemy hath done this, this type of material. In order to do the work he's done, he's looked at the scriptures, he's looked at the political, economic circumstances, he's very well aware of everything that's going on with the plan that is being brought forth by the New World Order and all the troops. And in order to put this into perspective of the historical issues connected with the Old Testament, the New Testament, all of the scriptures, the book of Revelation. The man actually sat down and retyped the scriptures. And in understanding that, he has what I would consider a photographic memory. I have seen him challenged by people of lesser minds, and he can literally eat their lunch. But the man, in my opinion, is absolutely genius level. And when it comes to taking a look at what has happened, what's about to happen, and all of the reasons why, he can lay it out like you've never heard it before.
That's one of the men that's going to be with you. What about Jim Phillips?
Jim Phillips is an interesting guy. But the way we're going to handle things tomorrow is that we're going to lead off with Roger. The people need to be there at 10 o'clock sharp. We ain't messing around with this. This is a classroom. This is not a product hucking thing. You're not going to see Sally Schultz getting up there and saying, "You need to buy my spices because they will enable the average housewife to make better casseroles." Okay.
Oh, we're not going to be doing recipes tomorrow. Okay.
No.
All right.
But what we're going to do is we're going to lead off with Roger. And he's going to be able to lay out for the people that are there an understanding of the socio-political, Christian ethic type background on the events of the last days like they have never heard before. Okay? Now, once we do that, then we're going to take a break. And the four of us are going to be up there, and we're going to instruct the folks as to how to put what Roger just told them into perspective as what they can do for their families now. Not what we need to do to get some movement going to get Bush hung by the toes or some silly thing like that. This is back home. This is down to earth. Your family, my family, what are you going to do the next thing to make things happen? Okay. Then we pull up. Actually, I'm going to take the next spot. The way we put out the flyer, I want to set things up because I'm going to handle food. I'm going to do that. Because after Roger gets done going through the history of mankind, where you have wars and famines and wars and famines, the next step is what I cover. And what we'll be dealing with is dependency. You see, there's only one difference between the average American and freedom, and that's called dependency. And here's the law, and this they'll hear every time we turn around at this seminar. The extent to which we're dependent is the extent to which we've given our liberty to those on whom we are dependent. And that extent is the extent to which we have lost our freedom. And we literally have given them power over us. If we go down and sign up for a welfare check, any people that have ever done that, you know you sign your life away. The extent to which we're dependent, for example, for food, the basic survival of life. We're dependent on those grocery stores. They got 3 days' worth of stuff. We're dependent on the Chinese bringing in 20% of our imports.
That's 3 days under normal circumstances. When a crisis hits, it empties out literally in
hours.
You got
an hour.
Yeah.
You got an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. But you see, I'm talking about the country. The country, if imports stop in this country after we've got these free trade agreements and put our farmers out of business, if imports stop, we got 3 days, 3 days. The world right now, into the first year of the famine, which they'll hear about with Roger, if the next crop fails, has 57 days. The 57 days worldwide? Think about it. But the other thing that people don't realize is 20% of those imports that we've got coming in are handled by our enemies. Okay? That's Chinese imports. Okay? Now, 23rd Psalm. Okay? Set at the table in the presence of my enemies. Right now, we're in a situation in this country where our tables are set by our enemies. And the only way a family can be free of that is if they have their own food. Okay, Jim Phillips is going to come on, and he's going to talk about immediate survival. And what we're going to concentrate on is the stuff that nobody ever thinks about. No one ever stops to think, if they didn't turn on the water one day, what's going to happen when they got no flushy. And believe it or not, water contamination and sewage causes more death in this world than any other single thing every single day. That's stuff that nobody wants to think about.
Well, they don't think about it because it doesn't present itself. Because we live in our sanitized, pre-packaged, pre-digested society.
Mm-hmm.
We have no wants. We have waste. We flush it. We make a little mess. We throw it in a trash can. The guys come along and haul it away. You need food? You get down to your HEB or wherever you're at in the country, your Kroger, your this, your that. It's all very convenient and all very easy. And people can't imagine. They've done this all their lives. You've done it all your life. I've done it all my life. This is how it goes. The only thing you know that you need is, in order to do this, is you need some money.
That's right.
Go to the store and all this other stuff.
Where's your dependency?
Your dependency is on that money.
Uh-huh.
And your dependency is on that system.
And the system. On the system, the ability to transport it. The dependency is on fuel. The dependency is on whether we have the food to put in. And so what people need to do, what you and I, John, need to do, is sit down, and we're going to do that with the folks right after we get done with Roger. They're going to sit down and make a list of every single dependency they have. And by the time they walk out of that seminar, they will have the answers to how to get rid of every single dependency, and thereby, to the extent that they've eliminated those dependencies, they are independent, and independence means fearlessness, which means freedom.
I want to get into this subject, not at this time, but you and I have had it up to our eyeballs with the fear factor. It is, as a broadcaster, I am bound to give people the bad news. But what I've told them year after year after year, those that are prepared, they don't get scared. Those that have the edge and have dealt with themselves and know what to do are not going to be in a panic state. And here's the thing that really bothers me. To the uninformed, the uninitiated out there, they're not going to know what in the heck is going to slap them upside the head. Ignorance. You know, they say that there is no excuse for ignorance. Well, yes, there is, because there's a lot of people that want to keep us ignorant. That's one of the reasons I started this network, Steve, because I got tired of watching CNN and ABC and NBC and CBS and Fox News, just watching this and reading and listening to people, going over material. That's how I got started doing radio, because I realized I'm being lied to, or I'm being misled, or I'm being schmoozed, or whatever. Here's the bottom line to this. You remember the commercial applications, the first personal computers that hit the market. People couldn't figure out why they couldn't get the things to work. You want to talk about computer stupid people, we hold a whole country of them. That's because they never dealt with it before. But they were sitting there and they were having problems. Well, somebody coined the phrase garbage in. You're having problems, you're getting garbage out of your computer. That's because you're putting garbage in. It's structured in such a way, if you feed it the right thing, it's going to feed you the right thing back. Well, this is what's wrong with this country today. People cannot make decisions because they don't know what makes things run. They don't know who's in there meddling with the situation. They don't know anything. But when they do, and I'm getting into the fear factor anyhow, we might as well get this out of the way since we're already down that rabbit hole. When they do find out, it's fight or flight. Unfortunately, a lot of people, Steve, don't like to feel uncomfortable, so they just switch it off. They get away from people that are trying to give them the message. They don't want to hear this. These are the people that are going to be screaming the loudest. Once this does come down and whacks them on their little head, like Maxwell's silver hammer, these are the ones that are going to be screaming the loudest.
Do you know what freedom is, John? Let me tell you what freedom is.
You do that after this break.
Okay.
All right. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls today. We already got Joe in Texas and Sylvia in Texas. This must be a Texas kind of day. We're on the line here in studio with Steve Shank, the Preparedness Training Seminar tomorrow. $28 at the door. $25 at the door. $30 per couple. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
We have capacity at this preparedness training seminar, and this is going to be an event, folks. If if you thought about going and maybe you had experiences going other places to try to get information, I can guarantee you something. This is something you have never seen before, okay? And we're not charging a whole lot. This is to defray costs, expense. That's it. Advance admission, $20 per person, $25 for couples. Admission at the door, $25 per person, $30 for couples. And I'm going to tell you what, this is going to be, $100 would not be expensive to charge for admission for this. That's how good this is going to be. Now, if you, are you still taking calls on this deal? Or are you just...
Yeah, what they need to do, and really, folks, it's not an issue of the lousy $5 that we're trying to save you. The whole thing is... We tried to put this difference in price so that you'd give us a call so we can get a count. We got to figure out how much paperwork to print up for you for your lousy class manuals. We got to figure out how many seats to put your butts in. So will you please call us at 800-605.
Does this give you an indication this is going to be a no-nonsense kind of seminar? 800-605-5868. Again, and just remember, it's a toll-free number. If you're driving in your car right now and going, oh, I can't find anything to write with, okay. Just remember, it's an 800 number, 605-5868. Anybody can remember that. Now, before the break, we were talking about freedom.
Yeah. Here's the definition of freedom. Now, you can quote Steve Shank on this. I'm not going to say on the air what I usually say, but here's the way you can say it. Freedom is the capacity to say, I don't care. I don't have to care unless I choose to. And the only thing that people are afraid of, the only thing that people are afraid of is the unknown. And what we're going to be doing is what we're going to be doing in this whole system here is we're going to be able to show people with every single problem that they have facing them how they can take the attitude, if they choose to, I don't care. Is there a famine?
I don't care.
Is there going to be an epidemic? Is there going to be gathering of people into gathering centers because they can't take care of themselves? I don't care because I don't have to be considered in that gathering.
You know, this is kind of like a Noah's Ark scenario, you know?
You want to talk about Noah's Ark? Yeah. Let's talk about Noah's Ark. Okay. If the folks have the common sense to get on my website or come to the seminar, they're going to hear a concept that's called, can you afford to be wrong? Can you afford to be wrong? Okay. Now, they've got a bunch of decisions they're going to have to make, and they've got a lot of family and friends that have already made the decision. They don't want to talk to these guys. They don't want to hear about all this. You got to get prepared. You know, the sky is falling, henny penny, and all that kind of garbage. Okay? But who can afford to be wrong? The guy with a 7-year supply of food and nothing happens? Or the guy that says, well, I don't think anything's going to happen, and then they hit the famine about a year later and all the transport of food is shut down? Who can afford to be wrong? Let's talk about Noah. Perfect example. Take it out of the present so that people don't have to get all feared about it and worry that we're trying to convert them to buying food storage, for Pete's sake. Noah was out there sawing on the ark. Okay, everybody was walking by saying Noah was half a bubble off his one oar in the water, and they figure he's a little bit nuts, and they used to go down to the beer garden and say, hey, did you see what Noah's doing today? He was out there sawing on that ark in 40 years, and that idiot still built the ark. Well, tell me this. Who could afford to be wrong when the showers came? Let's say that no rain came. Could Noah afford to be wrong? Of course. All he had was a big old boat out in the middle of the desert, a little bit of extra effort, no big deal. No harm, no foul, right? Now, what about the guys that laughed at him down at the beer garden? If they were wrong, they were dead wrong.
Well, let's take some calls here. Joe in Texas, you're up first. Hello, Joe.
I don't like being called an activist, but I'm a patriot activist.
Well, why don't you like being called an activist, Joe?
Because that just has some bad connotation to it. But I'm on different organizations trying to let people know all the bad things that are happening out here and trying to get them to, you know, go to politicians and get them to change their minds and vote differently, which so far has not been very successful. As you know, the Patriot Act and the Bad Gum Torture Act just passed. My question to you as a person that's being an activist doesn't want his family to be incarcerated or have major problems with the government because the person that's the activist is doing things, but the way I understand it, the person does things to try to clear up our Bill of Rights reinstored and does stuff like that, which will, of course, be against Mr. Carter and Mr. and Mrs. Hutchinson and Mr. Cornyn and all the senators and congressmen that have totally ignored my and other people's comments.
Hang on a minute, Joe, through this break. I want Joe in just a minute.
You're, producer, you're going to have to stay on that pot. He's not like me. He goes up and down. All right. Hang on there a second, Joe. We'll get to your call here in just a second. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, get a box. 2, fill the box with unwanted, new, or used items. 3, send them to us. In just 3 easy steps, you can further the cause for freedom. How does it work? You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. You can help. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter and support the fight for freedom.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Now, your response, Mr. Shank, to Joe in Texas.
Hey, Joe, Steve Shank here. One of the things...
How do I keep my family from being put in jeopardy?
Well, first of all, probably the best thing that you can do is take care of yourself first. Whenever I run into this situation, I realize that, well, one thing you can do real quick is get down here to Round Rock tomorrow for the seminar, because it'll cover all of that. But the fact is that a lot of the folks that are heavy duty involved in activism, in trying to get other people to do stuff, are going to have to back off at this point. You can't make anybody do anything.
You know anything? Okay, I'll take the big one then.
Hey, excuse me, Joe, are we interrupting you?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's having a conversation with somebody as he's on the phone.
I'm trying to do three things at once.
Well, quit multitasking and pay attention to one at one time.
Okay.
Okay.
The main thing that I ask folks when they're in this situation, I have people contact me all the time because they're the Lone Ranger. They're the only one in their family. They're the only one in their neighborhood. They're the only one in their church that is involved in this. Instead of going out and trying to convert everybody, and you're not going to be able to change people's mind because they don't want to hear you. They're scared of this. You've got to solve the problem yourself. If you have the solutions, Joe, They can see that you have the solutions. It's not time for us to go out and be missionaries that don't have our own convictions handled. If you've got your 7-year supply in, if you're completely out of debt, if you have your cold weather clothing so when the nuclear winter hits that you don't need heat, if you have all of these problems handled for you, all you got to do is say, hey, you don't have to worry about the problems because I got the solutions. The problem that with people that are trying to get converts to the cause of looking at the New World Order and saying, oh my gosh, they're going to bite us in the butt, is the fact that they don't have any solutions to give these people. That's what Republic Broadcasting Network is set to do. We're going to give you solutions to the problems that anybody, any other idiot from any other network can point out. And if you're trying to get people converted to the cause of solving their problems, you better have the solutions, because if you can show them the solutions, then they got no problem.
There's something that magical that happens with people. I don't have a bad track record of talking to people and convincing them. And that's simply because I know what I'm talking about. Not a lot of people can express that, but I'll tell you something that carries over. And that's the impression people get, that you know what the hell you're doing. You know what you're talking about. And that carries over. So I don't know exactly how to answer your question as to what to do about my family. I would suggest you come down to the seminar tomorrow, and I think you'll have a better shot of understanding what you need to do with yourself. Psychologically prepare yourself, physically prepare yourself. That's
one of the things that most of the folks that I talk to that are into the movement as such are doing, is they continually go and they listen to talk shows and they collect information. But it's all information about the bad stuff that's going to happen. And then they try and convert people to being concerned about it. But the fact is that you've got to have the solution. Otherwise, all you're going to do is scare them.
Yep. They're already scared enough.
That's right.
Hey,
I don't want to hear you.
Joe, anything else quickly?
I'm already doing some of the things you're talking about, like growing gardens, collecting gold, trying to get rid of most of my money, and things of that nature.
Yeah,
but I'm more concerned with protecting my family. I'll give me your website, and I'll try and log on and see if I can go to that class.
It's efoodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com.
Or you can go to rbnlive.com. And sitting right there in the middle of the page is the expo. So take advantage of it.
And phone number again, please?
Yeah, it's 800-605-5868. All right?
5868?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Joe. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, I like your approach on the fear thing, because that's the greatest problem that this network is having. It's not that the people that don't listen to this network aren't converts. They believe what we're telling them. But I ask them not to believe. If they hear something, we always ask them, go out and check it out for yourself. Do your own research. Too many people skate by throwing out things that, it sounds credible, or that's a possibility, and they can skate on that deal. That's not how we operate around here. But the problem that we're having as a society now is we're all kind of cordoned off. We're all kind of insulated from each other. And I do not, other than what I do, Steve, here at this network, with all the fine talk show hosts that we have on this network, with the tons and reams and hours of information with some of the best minds in the country on whatever subject, it's not enough people out there. You want to talk about a fear factor that prevents them saying, hey, you should be listening to this. Not, well, geez, you know, maybe you should tune this in. No, walk with confidence. That's what is holding this movement back.
But you know, the only people that can walk with confidence is the ones that can say, I don't give a darn. The ones that are still scared of what the New World Order can do.
Qualify that, I don't care, because that, to somebody that doesn't know you, Steve, that might sound to them like, well, this guy's crass, or he's insensitive, or he's cold.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's what you don't care about. I'm talking about me, Steve Schenck. If somebody says, okay, if there is an epidemic, like it says in the Second Patriot Act, if there's an epidemic and they have to
call a quarantine. The people who are incapable of taking care of themselves in their homes will be required to go to gathering centers. Now everybody says, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Well, think about it, people. It's not so stupid. They can't make house calls to deliver your stinking food if you don't have any of your own. So it's natural to say you need to go to gathering centers. Now, we can tell you in the seminar why you don't want to go there, but here's the point. If there's a quarantine, you got a 5-year supply of food sitting there, you got your water supply, and you've got some cold weather clothing, even if the electricity goes off, you can hunker down in your house, you can take care of yourself, you can say, okay, if they have a quarantine, I don't care. I don't have to care. I don't have to fear. I am free.
Free of the concern. Sylvia in Texas. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi. I have two quick questions. One of it is, you know, this guy's talking about solutions and things like that. What is a solution for my stomach turning upside down every time this administration lies to us, like treats us like we're stupid? Like yesterday, this guy says, yeah, I believe in waterboarding today. Oh, no, he didn't say that. Oh, it's never been stay the course. I mean, we're just being lied to. And
yeah. So Sylvia, okay. Sylvia, there's probably 50 different manufacturers that make different potions and solutions for your upset tummy. But
no.
that's not what you're saying, and I understand this is not a physical thing. I understand that you're tired of what you're being shoveled every single day.
Yeah, and I'm also tired because it's like nobody's outraged about this. Like, I seem the only person to be outraged. This is outrageous that we're being lied like this.
Well,
the other thing was, I just throw out both of my questions out there for you guys. The other thing is, like, in your seminar, do you talk about biodiesel? You know, I think biodiesel is kind of like the solution to be independent and, you know, do your not care that you're talking about. Because I think that's a solution for this country. We would get our farmers back into business.
No.
Our own oil.
We don't. Here's the deal. It's not time for you to solve the world's problems. The only thing you got to do right now to get your stomach back in shape is to solve your problems. Do you have food for your family? Have you taken care of your health care if the health care system goes to pot? Do you know what to do if the electricity goes off? That's your situation.
Yes, we have a biodiesel generator at our house.
Right. That's fine.
So that's why I was talking about that. So you don't think that, I mean, people need to be informed? Like, we just need to be selfish at this point and just save ourselves?
No. That's why I made a clarification point. For the people that don't know Steve, he's a very plain talker. It's not that he doesn't care. He's not doing this to get rich, my dear. He's doing this.
I know that.
He's doing this because he does care. I'm doing this because I care.
But you have to put yourself in a situation where you are so independent and so completely free that no matter what happens out there, you don't have to be afraid. That's another way of saying you don't have to care. You can choose to care then. You can go and make the movement for biodiesel.
You have options at that point.
If you're in fear, if you're so controlled by the fact that you have no fuel to heat your house and you don't have cold weather clothing to handle it, you better worry about getting some fuel.
Yeah.
Right.
Sylvia?
Okay.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think we scared her.
I'm sorry. But that might be a good thing.
Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares. And you're right on that.
The only problem is with that, half this country is in its secular mode.
Well, not only that, I got a worse problem on that. If you read the prophecies, the church is in total apostasy at the time of the end. And I know what caused it.
Well,
it's sensationalism. I've tried the spirits of the people on your broadcast. And I find their Bible knowledge wanting. Let me give you one example.
Well, let me stop you right here before you go into a theological diatribe. Let me stop you here.
Okay.
Because this is, first of all, this is not a religious network. We have some people on this network that cover the Bible. Some people don't like the way they cover it. They don't like their take on it, whatever. But you got to understand something. that I did this network the way I did, realizing that half of this country thought it was a good idea if the Ten Commandments were pulled out of the rotunda in Judge Roy Moore's Supreme Court. I understand what I'm dealing with out there. That's why you don't hear me, Jesus Christ this, and Bible that, and passage this, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I'm just saying I think the best way to prepare is to know God.
But well, and you know what?
Let me give you one example.
Okay, go ahead.
Real brief. Most of the Christian world believes that the Christian dies in faith and goes to heaven forever. Okay. Revelation 5:10, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever on this earth. I mean, basic things in the Bible aren't even explained properly.
And, hey, Keith, this is Steve Shank. Are you within driving distance of Round Rock, Texas?
No, he's in Indiana.
Oh, you're in Indiana.
And well, my engine just blew up on my car. So
I tell you what, I've got a guy that's going to be speaking at this seminar that can eat anybody's theological lunch, scripture for scripture, verse for verse, any time of the night or day. And he's doing the first lecture in this. Well, now wait. When he gets done with this, we're going to have DVDs available the whole session. Call in about 2 weeks, and we'll know exactly when they're going to be delivered, and we will get a copy of this out to you.
Yep.
And when you get done with that, you call back in and you ask John to get in touch with me. And I will go verse for verse with you any time of the night or day with regard to what this radio network is doing. We are following the basic principles, and we're setting up the principles that come straight from the Scripture in teaching people what they need to do based on what God told them in His revelation through the book of Revelations that is going to happen in the last days. And this man in this seminar will lay this out to you like you or no preacher in this country has ever heard before, because he is the primary expert, and he has retyped the Scriptures himself. He knows exactly what's going on.
Okay,
so
good.
Call back in.
I'm looking forward to it. But I would say, I saw Mr. Skousen lecture, and I loved his book, Naked Capitalist.
Okay.
And at the end, he said, well, the Lutherans will have their part in heaven, and the Catholics will have their part in heaven, but all these are denominational divisions. I don't think he was right at all. His theology was also terrible.
How about their theology? They'll all have their special place the way they want it.
Look,
so
Keith,
let's bag this.
Keith, I'll tell you what. This is what I've told listeners before, because I don't like to get into theological arguments about Baptists versus Presbyterians versus Roman Catholics versus, I don't know, Mormons or anything else. This is simply what I say. If you are 100% in your faith and you positively have no doubt that this is the way it is, and you've done all your research, you've done all your reading, there you are. Then you're set for after you step off this planet into his house, okay?
But if you don't prove their doctrine. No, I prove mine, but there's no time to do it on the radio. I'm just mentioning
No. That's not my point. My point is the whole thing about religion and spirituality and believing what you want to believe or whatever, or not believe. I have just said to people, I don't get into these types of setting one against the other, because this is a personal thing. And you're going to deal with God on this issue. You're not going to be dealing with Steve Shank or John Stattmiller or anybody else. This is between you and God himself. So, having said that, if you are in your faith and you are 100% convinced, you don't have anything to worry about after you step off this planet. What we're concerned?
Commanded a witness, a good profession before many witnesses. So,
well,
no, I'm not.
The only thing that we're dealing with is before you step off
there,
the planet.
Thank you.
We got it handled.
Thank you. All right,
you
Keith?
Know something? He who seeks to save his life shall lose it, but he who loses his life for my name's sake shall find life eternal.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Russell in Tennessee. Hello, Russ.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing this evening?
Pretty good.
Great. My question was actually answered from the last caller that you had. I unfortunately do not live close enough to drive all the way down to Round Rock, Texas, even though I've done it one time, and that was good 24-hour trip. So the DVDs, when are y'all going to have those available, and you know, how soon will you have them ready for distribution?
Just as fast as our stubby little legs can get it done.
Yeah, it should be about 2 weeks, maybe three max. Steve has had calls from all over the country.
The main problem we got is we got to hope that Steve Shank, when he gets up there and makes a fool of himself, can say something intelligent enough to put on a DVD.
Lovely. Well then, gentlemen, my question has been answered, and I'm just here to be another moral cheerleader for you. I think y'all are doing a great job. I look forward every Sunday to your report, and yeah, I hear the music coming. So keep up the good work and keep it rolling.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, we appreciate it, Russ, very much. Others, hang on. 800-313-9443. We'll get to your phone calls. You're going to spend the next hour with me here?
Whatever suits you, tickles me after that.
Okay, then. We'll do that. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band.
Declaring independence. All right. Jeff in Indiana, you're on with Steve Shank. Hi, Jeff.
And how are you this evening?
We're doing well.
Good. Sir, my question concerns this. Have you ever heard about some type of a recipe of a light candle, if you want to call it that, that will burn forever?
Forever?
That's a mighty long time.
Yeah, I agree. Let me tell you why I ask, and I'm not looking to plug anybody's websites. I'm not into all that stuff. But there so happens there's a website called something called Hidden Mysteries. You get on it, and it's supposedly a recipe for a candle that they have opened supposedly tombs in ancient Egypt and found candles burning, that tombs that they know are 2,000 years old.
I don't know anything about that.
Either one of you ever heard of?
No, but I'll tell you what, I'll start listening to George Norrie more often because he brings that kind of stuff up.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I got to think, first off, there's an actual recipe on here where you take sulfur, and the whole thing is written in very old English, and it is very difficult to understand.
Now, I'd be honest with you, I have never heard of anything like that. The eternal...
But I got to think.
Yeah.
I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, there's a big candle that's been burning up in the air for quite a while, as far as we know it. It's called the sun. What makes that dude burn forever, you know? And so I just wondered if either one of you, and I thought, well, if you can make a candle that burns forever, that sounds to me like if it's possible, you could make you a furnace.
Well, people have been trying to build perpetual motion machines forever, and it doesn't work so far. One of the things that we're trying to work with is things that are already proven.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see about that, but right now that's kind of not the subject that we're trying to work with.
And I
understand. I'm really not one to call into these types of shows, but I have been listening to you people for over 10 years on the different shows that have come along as the, let's call it the movement, for a lack of a better word, has progressed. And I think you guys are probably on the right track. I mean, let's face it, the call your senator and congressman days are over. We're well past that.
Well, it depends on what you call them.
Yeah.
Good point.
Oh, man. That is witty. That is good.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, man. Jeff. I appreciate it. Yeah, it depends on what you call them. Gosh, I don't want to get into the political aspect of this.
Hey, you know what's beautiful? You know the direction that RBN is going right now to give people answers. Do you realize, guys, that if we follow this, listeners, think about this. Republic Broadcasting Network has set itself out to give you answers to the problems that everybody else is pointing out. Now, remember this, if you've got the solution, you got no problem. But do you realize what this does? It takes the bullseye off the chest of the people that are working here. We don't have to be political. All we're telling you to do is take care of yourself and become free. And you don't have to say anybody's bad to do it.
That works for me. You know, I made an analogy of the 80-20. I don't know if you heard that. I'll talk about that a little bit next hour. But we've got a lot of people out there that are woke up, that are informed, getting prepared, some better than others. But we've got about 80% of the people out there that are still cold but stupid. And that 20%...
Cold
but stupid.
I see. I've heard of butt ugly, but I haven't heard of cold butt stupid. But that's a great term.
You ain't been in Michigan in midwinter. We'll be right back with Steve Shank. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.